Yo, what's up, you cowards? It's your buddy Kid Mero, and this is Victory Light, the number one show on the planet. Our dear sister Liz is back, and she brought something with her. You're going to see at the end of the show. Also, we're talking about death coming in threes. In the three are Hulk Hogan, Ozzy Osbourne, and unfortunately, Malcolm Jamal Warner. Two out of those three suck. And Nick Cannon's out here trying to give relationship advice. Maybe he should start with the astronomer CEO. Stay right there, all right? Don't play with me because it's cold. Double entendre, don't even ask me how.
A victory light. A victory light.
Yeah. Oh, yo. Yo, if you listening, you can't see it, but if you're watching, you can see it. We back in the trap.
Yes, sir. We back in the studio with it, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Make some noise. We got Hassan on the decks, baby.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you know what it is about being in here? It's the headphones,
yes,
man.
Yes, bro. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's the headphones.
I feel mad official. And yep. Like the big mic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could just sit here with like lav mics and no headphones.
Yeah. It's not the same, man.
It's not, especially with the soundboard. It just makes shit hit.
Yeah. That part.
Yeah, with the soundboard.
I
exactly.
Like a fucking like a fucking fighter pilot or some shit.
Right, 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 right. Yeah. Getting commands from what you call it?
General Carney?
From General. Yeah. But yo, speaking of the soundboard, make some noise for Liz Bell, baby. She's back in effect after missing a week.
Yo, a week. Came back.
You know what I'm saying?
Looking mad bronze.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Looking mad, like, got that glow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean? Stunning shades on, looking like Absol.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
thank saying? You. I appreciate that.
I don't know if you noticed what we've done to the place. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we. Because I could have sworn it was redacted. A woman.
Yeah, it was.
And then we have you, a man, with a mic, taking credit.
Taking credit for it.
In my face and in her face.
Yo,
usted se calla, coño.
Yo,
usted se calla.
It was him. It was.
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. Yeah. Let me tuck my chain real fast.
Men did not come over here straight from the airport for you to diminish his contribution to fixing the studio.
Another bad, instance, man. Expendable Asian labor.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
See how they flip it on you?
Crazy work. Is this Victory Light or is this Foxconn? We can't tell.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Set me up live on air. This is crazy. Yeah, I know I've been pronouncing his name wrong for 6 years.
Yeah.
Nobody gonna correct me. Now they're gonna do this in front of the world.
Yo, have you ever? That's embarrassing though. Like, you know what I'm saying? For both parties involved. Like, mm-hmm. Listen, my name's Joel. People call me Joel all the time.
That's white.
The whitest
white
pronunciation.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Do I correct motherfuckers? Sometimes.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'm just like, yo, you're a 95-year-old cash register lady at CVS.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not gonna see you.
I'm not gonna say shit, bitch. You got dementia.
Yeah.
But bro, I see men twice a week. Motherfucker. And I had to find out through Reddit that I was pronouncing.
Yo, why she stays
stuck?
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Hey. When I was a kid, all my teachers used to call me Ming and it started to have me question it myself.
Oh.
Damn.
I was like, maybe they're right.
Who am I?
Like, sorry. Maybe my parents misspelled my shit on my birth certificate. Fuck.
The G is right next to the H.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit, bro. Imagine being in like a French toast uniform, just like, yo, who am I?
Yo. Smoking a cigarette like this, looking like Ben Affleck outside his house with the Dunkin',
like this.
Shit.
Yo,
yeah,
yo, Miss Smith, why'd you do this to me?
Yeah,
yo, but it's summertime, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm outside, not really. I'm lying. You know what I mean? Like, you outside, bro? What you doing?
I'm fucking Jesus Christ, bro.
I've been wilding lately, bro.
Yeah.
He really been outside.
I've been more outside than I've ever been, bro. Just posting this track, just like really believing in myself, you know? Because before,
yeah, shit crazy.
You know, it's wild going from wanting to die every day to actually believing in what you're doing. You know?
Yeah, bro.
That's actually crazy. Hey.
Awkward transition, but beautiful.
Yeah.
I snuck that shit in there. Slipped my wrist the other butt. But I stopped.
Didn't die.
What? Didn't die.
Didn't die.
Still here.
Still here, baby. You know?
Oh,
yo.
Man.
But speaking of being outside, bro.
Yo.
Nick Cannon, who has made a religion of being outside.
Because he stays inside.
Right.
so much. Wow. He is outside.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Way too much.
You know what I mean? He, and listen, I'm the type of dude that my opinion, y'all can give me y'all opinions, of course. This is a democratic process. I don't think summertime is a time to start a relationship.
No, you know what I'm saying?
It's like city girl, city boy time. You know what I'm saying? There's Caribbean parades happening.
Yeah,
you
it's
know
like what I'm falling saying? In love in February.
You feel me? Bro, like, come on. You know
unless,
what you're
doing. Unless you leave a relationship and then less than a month after that relationship, you literally meet the love of your life in a bar in Bed-Stuy, and to the point where you guys have locked eyes so much and so long that the air between the two of you is vibrating to the point where you literally feel physically compelled to pull her bar stool closer to you. Then you spend the next month and a half before she moves away to Atlanta, spending every waking possible second together, to the point where you write an entire EP about this woman in like 3 days flat, from scratch down to mixing and mastering, written everything, and then you say your goodbyes, and then she goes on to live the next chapter of her life while you hold on to all the feelings and all the things and all the emotions you've established between the two of you, and it feels like you've lived two or three entire lifetimes together in just a month and a half.
That's crazy.
Yo.
Because she's going to hear this and just continue eating her hash browns from Waffle House.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy work. That was fire, bro.
Thank you. That was
so fire.
Thank you. She's going to be in a drive-thru at Zaxby's like, it's true.
It's true.
Yo, but I was going to say, that's what a summer fling feels like, especially with a Dominican person.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yo, it's going to be the most insane, beautiful, and fucked up 3 months of your life.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
You're going to be scarred forever.
It wasn't fucked up at all. She's 5 foot, body, brown, beautiful.
Hold on,
love her so much.
Do you mean that she's 5'5" and thick in the thighs,
baby? You know what I mean?
Brother. Okay.
Yeah, but I guess those aren't our problems anymore, right?
Yeah, no, not at all.
With somebody else?
Yeah, that's no, she...
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
That's what you need to be.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean.
Yeah.
To.
No. You good. You good.
I'm
good.
Sorry, I'm just happy.
I didn't just make that up.
I'm just happy for
that. That really happened. Like.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh,
there's
really?
There's no way you could come up with
you
that on the spot,
me.
Bro.
Yeah, had me going.
Yeah, nah, man, that's my baby forever. Like, that's it.
Yo.
We locked in forever now.
Yo, he said, yo, I would have got you pregnant if I could.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If I had the capacity.
Yo. Yo.
Speaking of pregnancies on that.
Oh, my God.
Somebody
man.
With the capacity to live, to be impregnating half the world, Nick Cannon, of course, we were talking about. He started a relationship podcast, which is like, bro, what?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's lucrative. People are forever going to want to talk about relationships. As goofy and as fucking crazy as it sounds, we get tired of this shit because you grow emotionally. You got other shit to figure out. You got to figure out how to take these fucking kids and, oh, one want to do karate. The other motherfucker want to play soccer. Fuck all of y'all, but I got to do it. You know?
Yeah.
Other people have other focuses, but when you just worried about that, that's what you're going to focus on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, dog, give me anybody else, bro.
Yeah.
Give me fucking, I don't give a, fucking Donald Trump Jr., nigga. Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Anybody, bro, this man has more kids than
Ms. Wayans.
Bruh. Than Ms. Wayans and fucking Charlie Sheen, fucking Martin Sheen and fucking, bruh. That's, fam, he has a
starting five and a full bench.
Fam. He got a 53-man roster, bro. He could start an NFL franchise, this guy.
He trying to build a Game of Thrones royal house. Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon is trying to be the head of House at Lannister.
House Gigolo?
House at Lannister in the building, bro.
Yo.
Nah, bro. He got to be in jail. There's no way you could deadass just go impregnate bitches like that. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
And then also, bro.
Yeah.
For you to be the 15 BM?
Yo, that's got to be... So as a man, I don't have any experience being a baby mom. You know what I'm saying?
What, motherfucker?
And neither do you. But what the fuck would a nigga have to tell you for you to know, to be like, yo, listen.
For you to willingly come 19th.
You know what I'm saying?
What could he tell me?
What the fuck?
bro.
Or just put bust out the checkbook like 50, like have a baby, my
50
baby,
bands baby, for baby. A bitch ass kid.
No, like 50 said.
Oh,
like the person.
Have a baby by me, baby.
Be a millionaire.
That's not true. We saw that.
That's facts. That's facts. Yo, you lied, 50.
Yeah,
you lied. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact,
bro. If I was a stupid bitch, I would have fell for some shit a long time ago. Especially if it's Nick Cannon, because he could just be like, yo, look. Wildin' out, we still got shows, we got money.
Yo, you funny, you can come be on the shit.
Like, and it's like they sell you a little dream, and if you know, if you believe it.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the point I say.
Imagine, yo, that would be insane. Yo, Nick Cannon's baby, he gets, you have a baby by Nick Cannon, and his plan is to put you on Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
Yo,
crazy.
Yo, I got you, baby. Season 17,000 of Wildin' Out.
Bro, I think Wildin' Out and like that what's that Rob Dyrdek show? Like
the Rob Dyrdek show.
I think those are the last two syndicated things. In the history of television.
That's it.
Like they're the last two.
I had two of my videos go on Rob Dyrdek's show, by the way. Yeah. So they paid me for that. That was a fun little.
Oh shit.
Kind of crazy, but you know, that was cool.
Little bag, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Get a little avocado, you know what I'm saying? Little avocado.
Oh, mind your business, bitch. I forgot I had this hair.
Yo, let me tell you something. That's a motherfucking aguacate.
Yeah. Okay.
Diablo que tú estás hablando.
Yo, you feel me?
You that's... see this? I didn't bring this. I just found this shit outside. I did not bring 14 of these bitches from TSA.
Not at all.
I would never. This is a prop, actually.
It's fake. Yeah. It's from it cake?
Yeah, no, that's
on Netflix.
that's a candle, actually. Yeah,
bro, this shit is worth bad millions. Dragon.
Bro, this is just holistic incense. That's what that is.
Nah, bro,
you light the tip of it, and then it slowly.
That is the Dominican bad. That's from Dominican Bad Dragon.
Yeah.
I'll break your fucking head off with this shit.
Yeah,
Dragon Malo.
Bro, if somebody threatened me, I'd be like, yo, you got it.
You got it.
I don't know.
Because, yo, when you go to the supermarket, by the way, American people, you know what I'm saying? People that are not familiar with Caribbean food and produce, that's a Dominican avocado, B.
Yeah.
That shit will last you a week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like them little wrinkly shits with the weird old ass.
Bro, that shit make me mad every time I come back to this fucking country,
right?
Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And I buy a mango and it look like the ones in DR, and then I open that shit and it's a fucking ratatouille inside.
Yeah.
Shit tastes like cardboard. And then you cut this bitch open, bro, and you see the knife. The knife got liquid in the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
What the fuck is that?
Hell yeah.
Mexican avocados are better than Dominican avocados.
Oh! Hassan,
that's like 30 bodies, bro.
Hassan, that is insane.
Yeah. Pass me back my fucking mama Juana, bro. You don't deserve it.
That's quite literally.
That little fucking met.
Man.
The mama Juana that she did not bring through TSA, by the way.
Yeah, drink it. You're going to taste mad fucking rubbing alcohol.
Oh, my God, bro. But like,
fucking asshole.
That's crazy.
And you know what's even worse? That Hassan has never spoken on the show, bro.
Yeah.
And that's your legacy, Hassan? Yeah. That's what you have to say to us?
Crazy.
He's like, I ain't never seen him make tableside guac with Dominican avocados.
I'm just saying. Them little avocados with eczema be going crazy. I don't know.
I was just trying to get away.
Mexican avocados do go crazy.
They do. Shout out to my Mexicans.
Shout out Mexicans, bro.
No,
Mexicans,
you know why?
Awesome.
I disagree. Well,
you disagree that Mexicans are awesome?
Somebody go clip that.
Yo, you better chill out, bro. You better chill for a lefty gunplay show up in the mirror at your house.
Yeah, yo, he's yo, like, you know, it's crazy. You say that about me.
He's like,
but crazy.
He's
part.
Like, I would never say that about like Dominican avocados.
Bro,
like,
that's crazy.
I love them, bro. Like, you know, it's like everything is like, you know.
Yo, but this is the. They have like pros and cons, you know what I'm saying? The Mexican joints, great for guacamole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Tremendous. Yo, Dominican avocados, you can eat them shits by the fucking self.
Yep.
Just go like this. Take like a pinch of salt and go like that. Over
the top. Whenever I say you don't even need it.
You don't even need it.
Yeah.
Because they're so flavorful. Yeah. And they're mad big, bro. And that shit, that's a superfood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why we got the best baseball players.
Yeah. Because they grow up eating that, you know what I mean? Straight off the tree.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on, dog. You don't even got to have a roof over your head, bro. You eating superfood every day.
Yeah.
Just running around a street named after American president with your dick out.
I mean, that's what Nick Cannon must have been eating, all them fucking kids, bro.
Yo.
That shit is crazy, bro. I can't, like, who do you feel like is, like, less qualified? Or, not even less qualified, just like... It's just an insane thing.
Bro, this is like Elon Musk doing a parenting podcast.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, yeah. Dog, I don't want to hear this from you.
Yeah.
Like,
the only person I can think of, bro, pitching a relationship podcast from Nick Cannon is like pitching a parenting podcast hosted by Chris Benoit.
Like, that's, oh my God.
It's a mini-series.
It's a mini-series.
Oh, shit.
It's only four episodes.
It's only four.
I'm starting to get mad. I'm kind of mad. I'm mad. Y'all dead.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, a victory light. A victory light.
I'm trying to think, yo, so because Dominican Father's Day just happened. You know what I'm saying? My father, of course, reminded me. He's like, mira, coño, caco vacinilla. Tú sabes que hoy es Día de los Padres. Mm-hmm. Y yo no celebro con los gringos.
Con los gringos del diablo.
Yeah.
Así que ponte pa' lo tuyo, que yo estoy aquí esperando algo. I say that to say this. My pops called me and was like, yo, it's Dominican Father's Day, motherfucker. I don't celebrate the American Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? Unlike your mother. That he threw that shit in there like, yo, unlike your mother who be double dipping.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to break your pockets, champ. But what's up with a new pickup truck, bro?
Oh, really?
Nah. I've been on that for like mad long. That's my fault. I've been dangling that carrot in front of that old man's face for so long.
Damn.
Like, yo, I got you. I'm just trying to find the right one.
Yeah.
He's just like, coño, the digger. Ah.
Yeah.
And then just went and cop one. And then my mom was just like, yo, fuck, bro. Like, that was Father's Day, nigga. Like, what was I going to tell him? Like, nah? Like, don't treat yourself? Like, that man is 60-something years old. Like, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
You got it.
Damn, that's crazy. Your father really hit you with the, I don't be asking y'all for nothing. I don't ask nobody for nothing.
Word to my mother
if I don't get that pickup truck by tonight.
Tito Campbell was going crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, word to my mother. Everybody in this WhatsApp group, it's at least three of y'all that touch, yo. I'm like, yo, dad, this is a family group chat. What the fuck?
Yeah, they could be like, eh, my coño. Se acabó el WhatsApp, coño. Se acabó el WhatsApp, coño.
Ya, coño.
Ya, coño. Ya, van a dejar maldito relajo, coño. Hasta que a mí me compre mi maldito camioneta, ya se acabó el WhatsApp.
Yo. Until you give me that motherfucking picture.
Se acabó el Verizon también, coño.
Yo, that's a gavel, bro.
Yeah.
Dominican dad, you say that's a gavel? Like, yo, pow, order.
Yeah.
Silencio, coño.
Yeah.
What y'all did for Father's Day, though?
Oh, man. I like to do the same thing for Father's Day that I do every year. And it's just like, yo, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like, yo, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
I don't want, cause you know, like, yo, I want breakfast in bed. I want to be pampered. Nah. I'm very like, you know, like Destiny's Child. Oh, my women independent. Yeah. I'm very independent. Independent woman. I mean,
you are really an old ass bitch for that joke. You real fast.
Thank you.
You are the
thank
oldest
you.
Bitch I know for
thank
that.
You. You know what I'm saying? Unk is in the building. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. But I just like to be left alone, B. I want peace and quiet. You know what I'm saying? I'm a 40-year-old man, B. Like, I don't want to go. Like, I realize that shit, like, at like a, like some, like, event, like some professional event shit. I go, and like, by 11 o'clock, I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Don't let that shit be a screening.
Yeah.
I'll be in that back row like this, nigga.
Yeah. I didn't do anything for Dominican Father's Day because my real father abandoned me, so he's dead to me. But for me, personally, I wouldn't slightly inconvenience myself for you, man. Talking about I'll fight for you. What do you mean? Hell no.
Yeah. Like, okay, can you pass me that?
I wouldn't pass you a new roll of toilet paper under the stall.
Like this, if he was like,
even if he was like this.
Yo, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, wait. Hey, Rainy. Bang, bang.
And I'd be like, yo, I'd be like, Liz Bell, you hear something? What is that?
No, wait. Hey.
I can't listen to that.
No, hold you.
It kind of sounds like me a little bit.
Rainy.
No.
In English.
Big ass.
Who is that?
In English.
What is that?
I say in English. I say English. My it's coming out of my asshole. give me papele.
Yeah,
give me
no,
papele.
No, no,
no, no thing.
Can't count on me for that at all.
Yo.
No. So
I asked my daughter this shit. I was like, yo, I changed your diapers. You gonna change my diapers when I'm old? She's like, why would you have diapers? 8 years old. She doesn't understand depends and shit like that. Incontinence. She's like, why would you have diapers when you're old?
Yeah.
She's like, you do pee on a seat, but like. I'm like, yo, who? Like, first of all, was Cardi B your surrogate mom? Like, why are you talking to me like this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Second of all, I do not pee on a seat.
Yes,
I sit down to pee.
Yeah.
You pee on the seat.
No, I don't. I sit down to pee. I sit down to pee.
Tú tienes cara de eso,
coño.
You got a face like a motherfucker who pissed on the seat. And then be like,
no.
I didn't see it.
Duh.
I mean, okay, hey.
Bro, we got, what do you mean? We got big sink pisser over here.
Thank you. I was about to say, because I respect you, I wouldn't piss and like pee around the seat. I just piss in the sink.
So you're going to piss where I walk. Yo, we're not doing this again.
Yeah.
We're not going back here. We're not going.
But what, were you what your face?
Bro, I swear to God.
Well, you wash your face, right? So your face and everything is clean, right? After you do that, right? So after I pee in the sink, I do the hot water, antibacterial soap, and now you're good. You're back to square one.
You're a fucking liar, first of all. Second of all.
That's true. I do not do that. I just rinse
your
like this.
Your kids are going to put you in a home, so prepare for that.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Now listen,
as long as Andrew Cuomo's dead by then, bro,
yeah.
I'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro, that's crazy.
Yo, but speaking of wrestlers who don't deserve sympathy, Hulk Hogan.
Yo, get him out of here.
Has left
He's
us.
He's dead, brother.
He is out of here, brother.
Out of here, brother.
Yeah.
24 inch of pythons being choked by Satan, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, but people are acting like this is. Yo, all right.
I like to think Hulk Hogan's personal hell is just him in front of mad screens, like in The Dark Knight, and each screen is a different black scene.
Bruh, it's just.
Oh my
Lex,
God.
It's just Lex Steel.
It's Lex Steel.
Prince Joshua. Rico Strong.
The fact that you just got the name.
Yo.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be capping so crazy. I'd be like, yo, whole time I'm like.
Yeah.
Capri Styles.
They got him. They got him in front of the screen like a Clockwork Orange, like this. He can't even blink. He's like, no. He's like, no, brother.
Not
like this, brother.
Meanwhile,
not like this.
It's just Lexington Steel in 3D, like. That motherfucker has the worst. Listen, I don't know how much Pino you watch.
Because Bell should have stayed at DR, bro.
I'm realizing this in real time.
Yeah.
Yo, that man bust a nut. It sounds like a cross between like Grover from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, retention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
the retention
I need to hold you, bro. We need God. We need to rebuild this studio. Into a church.
And put a little altar?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to, I don't know, bro. We're gonna have to do the exorcist or some shit.
Yeah.
So y'all motherfuckers come in here a little bit more, you know, less horny.
Yeah. Redacted, clean this whole shit up, but we still gotta spray holy water in this bitch.
Oh
maybe
my
we put
God.
An altar, take the cigarette machine out and put an altar.
A mí no me toque mi vaina,
coño. A mí no me toque mi cigarrillo, coño.
No, coño.
Oye, tú.
Es el único que yo tengo en la vida, coño.
Yeah, yeah.
El único placer que yo tengo en la vida. My only pleasure in my life is with fucking cigarette, and you want to take it away from me. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Nah, but it's kind of crazy seeing people's reaction to like Hulk Hogan. And everything, because I feel like we've known for a really long time that he was racist.
Yo,
like, that was public information.
Yeah,
and I get it because it's like, yo, I watched him growing up. I watched wrestling too. I loved Hulk Hogan. I loved The Undertaker. All of these motherfuckers were my favorite.
Yeah,
but you don't think it's crazy that racism is a fucking phase that white people got to grow out of? And y'all talking about this motherfucker had to grow out of this shit, and he was 60, bro.
Yeah.
How much long you got?
Yeah. Like, come on. I get wanting to hold on to the nostalgia of like, yo, these are my childhood heroes.
WrestleMania.
Yo, motherfucker, he ripped off a shirt. on your TV, bitch. It's not that
serious. It's not that serious, man.
Like, you could just enjoy it and like it, but it's not like, yo, I gotta defend this man to the grave, because realistically, if he saw you, he would completely ignore you. He don't fuck with you.
That part, also, there's like little stories to talk about with like other wrestlers, other black wrestlers being like, nah, he's cool, like, he held me down. And I'm like, all right, bro, whatever. But like, the majority, I'm like, fam, you're on film. Like, you know how racist you gotta be to have racist thoughts while you're fucking?
Yeah.
Like, that man was laid up with his side joint, like, yo, dick out. Talking about, yo, I don't want my daughter dating no niggas. I'm like, bro, you fucking right now.
Yeah.
Usually when I'm fucking, I'm just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like, even the post nut, I'm like, yo, damn.
Yeah.
Yo, when you did that shit with your teeth on the woo.
You be floating like the SpongeBob meme.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like, oh. Yeah. Dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you gotta be super racist to be thinking racist thoughts while you fucking, while your dick is erect.
You also gotta be super racist to like clock into work to do racism. Bro, this motherfucker was, didn't he spray paint some shit on Booker T's trailer?
Bro, yo, that what? Is the funniest shit ever, because that meme, like, that's when he went, like, when he switched, like, from WWE to WCW.
Yeah.
And he joined the NWO. So they call him, like, mid-tagging.
Yeah.
So it looks like N-I.
But
he really wrote NWO. But I'm like, bro, every time that they talk about this man being racist, I'm like, give me
that's
that
picture. That's the screenshot. Yeah.
I need that picture. I need that picture.
Yeah.
Then, bruh, because, low key, he probably had to like edit and be like, oh shit, no.
Yeah.
What's crazy is though, even though people are like heartbroken for him, you know who I'm heartbroken for, bro? The motherfuckers who watched him growing up. The black and brown kids who watched him growing up, and then you realize, you love these characters.
Yeah.
Bro, I remember how I felt about Eddie motherfucking Guerrero, bro.
Yes.
You love these characters, and then you grow up and you're like, wait,
Latino
Chris
heat.
Benoit did that?
Yeah.
Vince McMahon is like what? This?
Yeah.
You know, and then you hear fucking Hulk Hogan, it's like, obviously people be like, oh, you don't wanna relate people to their mistakes. But you decide what your legacy is.
Come on.
That's what your life is actually about.
Yeah.
You get to decide what you do, how you treat people, what you say, and the things that you leave behind. If your legacy happens to be that, you did a terrible job.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I'm sorry.
Also, atonement is not supposed to be easy. And also, like, it would be a different story if he was like that. And then at some point in his life, he was like,
yeah,
the things I said weren't okay, brother. But let me tell you something, brother. I'm on a different path. The Hulkster is looking to become a better person. And that starts with a back to school drive at Mullally Park in the Bronx, brother. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm Macho Man, and I'm here to co-sign what the brother Hulk Hogan is saying. Yeah, he's not racist, and neither am I.
And we're doing a toy drive to prove it, baby. Oh, yeah.
Yo, you know? That'll give you a fucking headache, bro. Just talking like that is crazy. Like,
if there was even an inkling of that in his career at all, I'd be like, bro, at least he was like, you don't gotta accept it, you don't gotta be cool, you don't gotta be cool with it, you don't gotta excuse what he was doing,
but at least
he was trying to better himself.
He made the effort.
There was none of that, bro.
Nope.
None.
And at least none of it that was visible to us. And like, that's the thing, right? It's like, the atonement gotta be like it, because we don't know what happened behind closed doors. Like, we don't know, like, his kids, right? Like, his daughter mainly. Like, we don't know if behind closed doors he was like, yeah, that was a really fucked up thing to say, brother. You know, but but like, the atonement has to match the disrespect.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If the disrespect and the racism was out in the open, the atonement has to be out in the open. You gotta do the same. So that's why I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Yo.
Well, he also opened for Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention last year.
Yep.
Like, to go off of what Min and Rainey are saying, it's like, yo, just, I think a year ago or a year and a half ago, he hired a beer company. And when the women arrived, the owners of the beer company, he saw that they weren't white. They were black women. And he deadass told them to leave.
Dip.
This was like a year and a half ago, bro. Yeah.
And then, like Min said, he's at the RNC ripping his shirt off, which that's when I was like, oh, he lost it.
Yeah.
Because it took him mad long. Before, he was just like, I just ripped the shirt off. Now he was just like, you could see like where it was perforated.
Yeah.
Like a fucking napkin.
Yeah.
You can see where he didn't take the jab.
Yeah, you just honestly, bro, it's on some. To me, it's like, yo, that's your legacy. That's who you are. That's who you decided to be.
Yeah.
I feel more so for the people who watched you growing up.
Right.
And I also think it's crazy that, like, for white people, racism is like a learning experience, even though they never learned from it.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, and it's like, bro, we don't get that. We don't get to be like that.
Yeah, we don't get that luxury.
We don't get that luxury, bro. We getting profiled at fucking 14 years old. Yeah. I can't call you an N-word. I can't sexually assault you, and you say that it's gonna ruin his life. It's a little mistake, and it's just something
that.
Bro, we don't get that experience.
You can't do that to her.
So honestly, fuck them, bro. Fuck y'all. Don't care. If that's your legacy, that's your legacy. We're not gonna live in a false reality because somebody passed away.
Come on.
We're gonna live in reality.
If that's what
your life is, and guess what? To his wife, to his children, that's probably a different experience.
Yeah.
He probably is their world and they're heartbroken and all of this stuff. But if you have black and brown people, well, black people specifically, because that's the word that you're using, you are going to try to police how they feel. Get the fuck out
of here. That's
crazy. I'm sorry.
I'm with you. I feel bad for the fans that are like conflicted.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I'm like, yo, it's so crazy because this is coming from your childhood.
Yes.
Because If this was like a band that you was a fan of at 20 something years old, you have enough sense to be like, all right, bro, like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm off you. If you're six and you're watching like, whoa, Hulkamania, yeah, you got the headband and shit. Yeah. You're like, yeah, that's a different type of like commitment.
It's the innocence,
like, that's
of a child.
That's going to affect you differently.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's why I see why a lot of people are like half like, yo,
damn,
like, yeah. But it's also like, yo, you got to live in reality. Like,
come on, let's be real.
It's unfortunate that if you were to meet that person and just because of you were black, he would be on some like, get the fuck, you know, like, I don't really fuck with you.
I can't rock with that. Also, I'm like, yo, fam, Hulk Hogan is not a real person.
Right.
Terry Bollea is the guy playing Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like being like, yo, Porky Pig is racist. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Dog, my childhood is ruined. He's like, he would be like, spit.
He was like, see, I don't do business with the non-whites.
Like, that shit is crazy, bro. No amount of cartoonish overacted antics on television is gonna make me excuse the real guy behind the cartoonish antics. So, like,
imagine he inverted it and started doing like all the racist shit. Like,
In the ring. But then outside of it, he was like this altruistic,
he's in the ring.
Philanthropist.
He used his brother outside the ring. In the ring, he's like,
yeah. Crazy. But like, okay, so you grew up watching.
Yes, bro.
And then you did too, right, Liz?
Yeah.
So does his death affect you at all?
Nah. Cause you know why? Because like I said, like, it's like Porky Pig. Like, I got all them VHS tapes at the crib, bro. Like, they got like, damn, that's crazy. I just aged myself. Wow. Like, I got sick, like, I got 30 Marshalls bags full of VHS tapes.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I got all that shit.
Yeah.
I can also go on YouTube and watch like Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And be like, yeah, I remember that. Like, I was like 4 years old.
West Side Gun has a whole song and video called SummerSlam 88.
Come on.
And it's like old footage. It's like old Andre the Giant footage.
I'm like, bro, that's even better. I could watch that. I can listen to that. So I'm like, I'm like, bro, to quote Cameron, niggas die every day, B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to two. Speaking of people dying every day,
Death comes in threes.
Shout out to two. Before we get there, shout out to two generational haters, baby. The Iron Sheik and Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah.
Make some noise for Andre the Giant and the Iron Sheik. Hassan, make some noise, baby. Two generational haters who stood on their business. Hatred of Hulk Hogan.
To the end. Yo, it's crazy to me now because, like, Iron Sheik used to be in the ring with pants that said Iran, mad big on the side.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, bro, that's mad brave.
Yeah. That's mad brave. Yeah. He was your He was your Khomeini. Like, the Iron Sheik was.
My pops, he fucking wrestling around. He's like, hey, ese tipo. I like him.
Yeah.
He's a good wrestler. Guy was WWE. Él es bueno. He's a good wrestler.
Your dad's like I want to pick his brain so bad. Like his like almost autistic obsession with Middle Eastern revolutionaries is mad funny to me.
Dog, it's crazy. Apparently, that's like a Dominican thing, though.
No, yeah. They're like, heavy. Even my dad was like heavy into that shit.
Like revolution, like da da da. It's, you know what? I think I know what it is.
Yeah,
they're in the same age range, and it's the occupation after. Like post Trujillo, Juan Bosch election, all that shit. They grew up in that. Like, yo, get up, váyanse los Yankees, fuera, coño. So they grew up in that. So that's why I'm like, my pops, I'm like, yo, you're not Irish. Why are we talking about the IRA?
Right, yeah.
Like, what the fuck? He's like, because they are, tú tienes que, you understand them. They es para la libertad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo.
You're like, Dad, I'm seven,
bro.
Like, if this, yeah, that's a good fucking age to learn, bitch.
Yeah. But meanwhile, I'm like, but my food gets cold, I don't eat it. Mom's gonna whoop my ass, bro. Yeah. So, like, what do? Do I pay attention? Like,
but, Dad, this is a dictatorship. that's like, look, you need to. From now on, we only follow revolutionaries in this house. And you 7 years old, like, but Black Dynamite, I'm living under occupation in this household. But yo, get it. We gotta follow your dad's example. Get all these horrible people out of here.
Facts.
A victory light. A victory light.
Speaking of horrible people, you said death comes in threes.
Yep.
And Hulk Hogan being one of them.
Yeah, and then Ozzy Osbourne. Sharon.
Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne. So we lost. So
Sharon.
Hold on. Wait. Let's take that again.
No.
No.
That man was having dementia on MTV.
Yeah.
And we were like, yay.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think we said it off camera like that shit was just way too white for me.
It was,
like,
bro.
I was watching the Russell Family Show. That was,
Ron's house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that shit was a little weird though, because at the end, I'm like, why is this man wearing a fedora in the bathtub?
Yeah, like,
on a two-way pager?
Yeah,
You ain't never had no real money, man. What do you mean? That's the shit I would do, bro. Yeah. I'd get one of the church hats. I'd just sit in.
Just for the bath?
Yeah.
Just for that, bro.
If I was a majority shareholder at Adidas, I would be doing all types of stupid shit, bro. I would buy out Magic Johnson Theater just to reproject Juana Man in every single room in that theater, bro.
Yeah, you pull up like, yo, I want to watch Sinners, bro. They're like, nah, not tonight,
Juana Man.
Juana Man.
Double
night,
feature. Juana Man and Pootie Tang all day, baby.
Sadatang. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, so death comes in threes as some of y'all may know, and Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk Hogan,
and unfortunately,
Malcolm Jamal Warner,
Dio.
That's
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A great actor, Malcolm and Eddie. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Obviously, very well known for the Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. Also, very well known for having locks. You know what I'm saying? Early in the game when it wasn't cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just all around good guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And taught us a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it, like, through, like, TV.
Yeah.
But, like, he was on TV when, like, every sitcom was like, yo, here's a message.
Right.
Like, that's why, you know what I'm saying? Why, like, I mean, that's when TV was good, bro.
You feel me? Yeah. Like, yo, this shit is funny, but at the end, it's just like, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
There was an episode he did talking about consent.
Yeah.
And he was like, what do you do if a girl, you know, she likes you, but she's like, nah. And the motherfucker's like, nah, what do you mean? She's saying no.
That was crazy that was on the Cosby Show, too.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. But that shit is crazy. Like, but if these three deaths in particular have taught me anything, it's like where the internet chooses to put their energy. And it's like, I've seen more negativity around Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan in an effort to sort of like click farm and engagement farm and rage bait around like these people's tumultuous past and their turbulent history. Ozzy Osbourne in particular being super pro-Israel, encouraging bands and things to perform out there despite all the news about Palestine that has been in the news like for years now. He everybody knows about him biting the fucking head off the bat, but he apparently also has a very long and disturbing history history of cruelty to animals and shit like that. Like, he's just... So essentially what I'm saying is, breaking news, great artist was a terrible person.
Whoa.
More at 11, you know? But I think it's funny that we spend more time highlighting the negativity surrounding certain bad people's deaths,
right,
versus highlighting all of the positive,
like,
things.
Bigging up
good people like Malcolm Jamal Warner, who led a pretty, you know what I'm saying, a pretty virtuous life as far as I know.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's just weird, right? Like, the overwhelming difference, the stark contrast between,
yeah,
like,
dog,
how ready and willing we are to talk about awful people when they die versus, like, bigging up actual
good
human beings, yeah, when we lose them.
I think that there's two reasons for that, and this is just me throwing something out. I think that because it's the internet, and especially with the way the fucking world is right now, people are harboring on negativity and, like, they're living in a bunch of, in like, anger. You know what I mean? Like, in anger and sadness. And then the internet doesn't help because it's also full of fucking rage bait. And then the second thing is that I also believe that because people start to make, like, excuses for the dead, that's another thing where people start to react. And it's just like, what do you mean? You know, because there's a bunch of, what I saw was a bunch of people basically saying, like, yo, this person passed away, you shouldn't talk about the bad things that they did. And to me, like, if a white person was to say that to me, it's like, who are you to forgive his sins to us?
Yeah.
He didn't call you a slur. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so all of these things are interconnected, but it's very true. It's very true, bro. If you think about his life was beautiful. And unfortunately, I believe the report said that his daughter was in the water with him, but she was able to be saved.
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, that in itself, you know, he was a father, he was a husband, and he created a fucking legacy.
Yep.
With characters that we can look back and still learn from to this day.
Facts.
So I do agree with Rainey in the sense of, like, yo, there's a lot of people that we lose that have done a lot of good, and we should start trying to take, and just talking about it, it reminds you, like, oh shit, this person did this. And it'll inspire you to be a good person and do good things, so that when you pass away, guess what? People have good things to say about you.
You know what I'm saying? Not no negative shit. Also, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You could write about, like, Hulk Hogan and shit and get, like, a bunch of clicks or whatever, but you know how fucking fire,
yeah,
and viral you would go if you, and, like, how much aura farming you would complete,
yeah,
if you did, like, a fan cam of Malcolm Jamal Warner with the Flo Milli behind it?
Go crazy,
bro. Yo, Victory Light Gang, make that happen.
And by the way,
Malcolm Jamal Warner, MJW fan cam with the Flo Milli behind it.
And by the way, the section that you included about his daughter being saved, that was him.
Mm-hmm.
So Costa Rican police chief, by the way, the official story by US Magazine is, Costa Rican police chief stands by the statement that Malcolm J. Warner tried to save his daughter. So that's what it was. Mm-hmm. It was him. It was, like, he died saving his kid.
Come on, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, I think it's crazy that I didn't know that until I looked it up right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Versus, like, all this negativity behind, like, oh, y'all really mourning this person? He wasn't a good person. Okay, then show me a good person like Malcolm Jamal Warner. You know what I'm saying?
If you go out like that, I mean, shit.
Like, you're a hero.
Come on.
He was a hero in life and in death. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's give him our energy. Or at the very least, match it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Get your jokes off. You know what I'm saying? Horrible people don't deserve sympathy. Racists don't deserve sympathy. Cruel motherfuckers don't deserve sympathy. Get these motherfuckers out of here, but just match the energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As much bad that you have to say about somebody, match that with, yo, by the way, we lost a really good motherfucker today. Like, we lost a really good person.
Do that.
Yeah.
Say it out loud. Yeah. Don't hide the shit. Don't cold play it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Meryl, what the fuck does that mean? Don't cold play it. What you mean? You
know what I'm
saying? Don't hide it. Just come out with it, bro.
I mean, it's not like they were hiding it. Them motherfuckers was on the teleprompter, bro.
Yo, that's crazy to me because, so if y'all don't know, I mean, y'all know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, y'all have to know. We're a little late on it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta know about this. It's a Coldplay, you know what I'm saying, concert. They went around, did the kiss cam, caught the CEO of fucking astronomy.com. I don't know what the fuck, who cares?
Yeah.
Company don't matter. Caught homie doing the behind.
Yeah, they had around the waist. Had the fucking teenage high school sweetheart on,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
4K.
4K, bro. And then homie got on this mic and was just like, oh, look at these beautiful couple here. Oh, what's going on now?
They might be having an affair.
Owen, Owen, we see we've got this beautiful couple here in the stands.
It's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at them, arm in arm. Oh, I've never seen two people. I've never seen two people more in love. I'll tell you something, Jack. The only time I ever saw two people more in love was Rainey at the bar with his Puerto Rican, with his lovely Puerto Rican 5'5 thickenifies. That's the only time, and it seems they've separated.
Oh,
I know.
Thank you. What a spin move.
Yo,
what a spin
when
move.
I saw that shit, I said, oh.
Yo, Shorty did the fucking, what show was that when the niggas just like dug down and like spin into the floor? I don't even remember. Was it Power Rangers? I don't even remember what
it
was.
It sounds like a fever dream that you made up.
Probably, yeah. Probably was like an angel dust hallucination.
Yeah.
But yo, Shorty said, yeah, I was like,
I feel like
damn.
They fucked up big time by their reaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo, their reaction said, yo, we've been caught. And then the motherfucker, there was, I don't know if anybody else peeped this. There was a lady right next to them who was laughing. And I feel like she knew.
Oh yeah.
She knew that they was that they was all like they was both married.
Yeah. So it was funny because like Shorty was sitting there and then it came out like in the information later that she works in the same company as them.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be HR, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So if you need anything, if you need to know anything about human resources, motherfucker, it's that.
Yeah.
Yo, that was a real human resource homie was using. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very resourceful. So let me ask y'all, bro. Cause I'm not married, right? So my thing is, yo, you are married, motherfucker. You done took vows. You have a ring on your finger. ¿Dónde está tu maldita vergüenza, bro?
Yo, the rich, like, that's rich white guys, man.
Yo, you out in public wilding like that, bro? You're not even at a motel. You had a fucking Coldplay concert.
You didn't
bro?
Even slide, bro. No, you went to a Coldplay crazy. Concert. They you didn't to, even go to like Mac DeMarco or some like indie shit.
They need
like,
to take a page out of Liz Bell's book and get the little red carry on and go meet up with her Chinatown boyfriend discreetly. All right, in a room right above. Hassan, bleep this. Right above. You know what I'm saying? Right above. God, you need to. You need to take a page out of Liz Bell's book.
Yo. Bitches, stay in my business. Yo,
it's crazy.
Can a woman live, man?
Yo, but the crazy was. You got to find a different spot for the maleta because it came back and it smelled like you had put it right under the vent. So it came back smelling like wings.
It came back smelling like Korean fried chicken. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe I had some Korean fried chicken. You ever thought about that?
Maybe I ordered room service.
Huh?
Huh?
I took a little to-go plate. Bitch, mind your business. You got Newport to the fridge. I don't bother you.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm about my business. You know what I'm saying? So they got caught out there. Again, the reaction was outsized. I feel like if they would have just froze like deer. You know what I'm saying? Like every time, like listen, I live in the woods now, dude. So when I drive, I'll be very weary. But like deer are smarter now, I feel like. They'll see the car coming and be like, oh, I'm gonna stay my ass right here on the grass. Like I was about to do this. And then I'm gonna just, if they would have just did.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if they would have just relaxed, the camera guy would have just panned to somebody else. Cause that's what they do.
Yeah.
Like if they don't get a reaction right away,
it gotta be
right. Just, they just keep it moving.
You know what she could have did? Started giving him head. That would have took the camera
right away. Yeah.
Bro, right.
Put a titty out.
Yeah, like you do some just to, you know, you gotta distract the
people. Yo, it's a streak. I'm a streak. I'm gonna go streaking.
Yeah, you know yeah, she should. What else? Another thing she could have done to get the camera right off of them very quickly, is blast him under his chin, just from right in front of him.
Yeah.
Just shit, we can't get caught.
Yo, see, this is why I recommend that you know whatever. I mean, you should be on the right side of history, but whatever your stance is, you should have a Palestinian flag in your pocket at all times, so that anytime a camera comes on you, you just pull it up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you're doing a good thing, but you know the camera's gonna be like. Immediately. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Larry David with the MAGA hat. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? You want people to leave you alone? Think about it. You know what I'm saying? You be righteous and get left alone at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Genius.
So if you ever need to like cheat on people, we have great advice.
We have great advice. Because
that's what we do now on the show.
Yes.
Go to Nick Cannon. To us.
Shout out to Nick Cannon. Yeah, we know you need advice, motherfucker. Holla at your boys and girl. You know what I'm saying? I was going to say female. I didn't say female. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's learning.
I
was going to fuck you up after the show, but I'll take it easy.
Yo.
A victory light. A victory light.
So from one couple, know what I'm saying, who was not trying to get seen together, to another couple who didn't give a fuck if they got seen together. Homeboy, I don't know any of these people's names, but it was a guy and a girl at the Yankees-Phillies game yesterday, and my man, he was hitting the fucking, the Crazeroni, the fucking invisible scratch pickles. He was hitting
the finger bombing.
Damn, he was hitting the DJ fret.
Yo,
they were doing that shit at the game.
At the game.
And the crazy part about it. Yeah, like I can't see it. That shit is crazy. But there was nobody next to them. Like, yo, I think people either moved.
Yep.
Or they just went to like a part where there weren't a lot of people. But yo, Shorty was dead getting finger blasted watching baseball. The most boring sport the world. And like,
No tomachi en pelota.
Especialmente en español.
What type of shit is that? What's going on today at Victory Light? You got Hassan spewing blasphemy over there. You talking about baseball is boring. What do you mean?
I'm not saying it's boring. I'm saying, bitch, you getting fingered. And this is what you watching. What are we doing as a society, motherfucker?
Yeah.
What about the game? Is like, yo, yeah, do that.
Hey, yo.
I feel like these days, aren't Yankee tickets cheaper than movie theater tickets?
Yeah. Is that what we doing, Hassan? Is that what we doing? We gonna blame it on capitalism? Corny bastards. And then I know you held the rail coming down the fucking stand.
Oh, yeah.
So you got the rail fingers in your what we doing?
You know what's crazy? That wasn't even Hassan that said that. That was men. You trying to say all men sound the same?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
That was not like bitches.
You trying to say not only is our Asian labor interchangeable, but now Asian talent is just a dime a dozen.
Oh, yes, motherfucker. Welcome crazy. To the world of misandry. You better be lucky I don't stab you bitches every time I come in this motherfucker. Cause I'm trying to leave some results. I'm trying to leave some flesh wounds on you, motherfucker.
That's crazy. Lizbell saying you could have been watching Don DeMarco highlights. Getting your shit.
Yeah.
Getting shit. You know what I'm saying? He sounded like Donald the Duck having a fight.
Getting your shit squeegeed, bro. You should have threw on a battle.
Come on.
You should have thrown on Soul Con versus QP, bro.
Yeah.
That would have been incredible work.
Nah, bro. You put on any Math Hoffa joint, you good.
Math Hoffa joint,
you good. Because he going to punch somebody and you're like, oh, nice.
Yeah. This is how it ends.
Nice.
Yo, because people are saying like, yo, they should be banned from the park. But I'm like, yo, speaking of like you said, that man has been touching four train rails, all type of shit. She definitely got a UTI.
Yeah, 100%.
Like you were saying. So I think that's enough penance. You know what I'm saying?
No, they belong on a list somewhere.
On a list?
Yeah,
yo, you can't come in here?
Yeah, bro. What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
Why? First of all.
Y'all never been that horny?
Nah, man.
Why you asked it like that, bitch? Like, yeah, you ashamed. Like, you got some shit to tell us. And
it was a leading question.
Yeah, it was a leading question. I got that vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've ever been horny enough to hit the DJ web star in public. Like, nah.
Nah. Listen, man.
One time, Shorty tried it.
Yo, Vero.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, man. I've been known, you know what I'm saying? It's not a common thing. But on occasion, you know, I have hit the DJ Clue on the FDR, you know what I'm saying? Like,
your car. And you probably got presidential tint,
right?
On your windows.
The front guy, ain't that tinted?
Yeah, but it's your car. You pay to go crazy. You put the gas in that bitch.
Shorty foot on the window.
Do what you want, bro.
Yeah. Bro, wait, baseball game.
Is it the same car I was in, motherfucker?
Damn.
He took too long. It was.
I got a fleet.
Motherfucker got a huge house and you fucking in cars.
Yeah, man. That's right. Money. You could take the freak out the hood.
You can't take the freak out the freak, baby. Yeah. But like I said, I can't judge because I've done some sushi activity. You know what I'm saying? Again, you know what I'm saying? Did the wiki week, you know what I mean? Passenger side.
Yeah. I think that's completely different,
got
bro.
Got
you
Dome
still?
At Central Park.
Oh.
Yeah. That's crazy. See, I don't.
Like, what's the park that's right by Clan? Mashalu.
Yeah, Mashalu. Yeah, yeah.
Got domed off there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cool little situations. But that's like, yo.
What do you have, a checklist, you fucking animal?
Yo.
What's that's what it sounds like.
He's like, let me see. What haven't I hit, yo?
Yeah.
Oh, Pelham Bay. I haven't gotten topped off of Pelham Bay.
Yo, I haven't done it in a tree. I'm like, that's a Seuss.
Yeah.
On a boat, in a moat.
Nah, you sound like Petey Pablo. Do you want it over here?
Do you want it over there?
Do you want it in a bed? Do you want it in a chair? Like,
yo. Oh my God. I mean, I guess I already answered the question. My question was like, have y'all ever been this horny, bro? Like, you know, is there a place that you would never, no matter what?
Yeah.
And what is that place? Because I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, there's a lot of, I'm like, yo, if I got privacy.
Privacy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like.
Wait.
It's like hot.
All right. We should take him to jail, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
right now, this second.
Now. Yeah. Yeah.
Because what do you mean, where wouldn't you fuck? My question is, where would you fuck?
Yeah.
Because, like, it should be a short list of where you would, but you telling me.
You're telling me the list where you wouldn't is longer?
Is it shorter? It's shorter.
The list where I would not.
You see, we're dealing with a sick. Bitch.
We're dealing with a. This is a threat to national security.
Yeah. Like we need to reprimand you, bro.
It's the music we was raised on.
Yeah.
It's hypersexual. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Bro, what do
you mean rakata means?
I don't blame Mero because he was 14 when
maldita puta, maldita bellaca, se pasa toda la vida saboreando matraca. Chingan en los party, chingan en los motes, chingan donde quiere que se monte. Muele la cara, escupile la cara a esa jodida perra que no vale nada. Me pasa el corilla este día bien serio.
That's crazy.
That is the most misogynistic shit ever, which is crazy because it just reminded me of like, that shit is wild misogynistic, but throw that shit on at the party, we going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, everybody. Like, nobody's like, turn that shit off, it's bad.
Nah, nobody was doing that. We was in 11th grade at Doña Carmen House in 3D. Catching dubs like this. I had Shorty by the studded belt like this. You know what I'm saying? By her VIM jeans, just like, you know what I'm saying?
You knocking the fucking beads off her name belt?
You know what I mean?
Come on. Con más respeto,
so guanabanas, bro. So it was a different time, though. Nowadays, your boy be in the mausoleum in front of his keyboard going crazy posting this goddamn song while you guys are outside doing who fucking knows.
Oh.
You motherfuckers always be somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So talk about it, please. Please get into it.
You know what I'm saying? I went to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I saw you over there with tall-ass motherfucking Carl.
Carl, that's true, yes.
Yeah.
Went out to Vegas for NBA Summer League, you know what I'm saying? Finally got to link up with the Lo Mio Personal, Big Bodega, the Bodega Cat, Carl Anthony Towns, you know what I'm saying? Who, Liz, is a fan, you know what I'm saying? She says she don't care how big your feet are, you know what I'm saying? She does not care.
I love
it. But it was a good time, you know what I'm saying? Because weed's legal. In Vegas. So I was just like, woo, going crazy.
I mean, you do that here. What do you do?
It don't matter.
Yeah.
I just get it shaking. But it was fucking me up because we did a show indoors at night and had the shades on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, yo, like, in my high brain, I'm like, yo, bro, can you see?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to trip off the stage?
Yeah.
Like, yo, are you okay? And now I'm looking over here, I'm like, oh, wait, like, Liz got the shit. Matter of fact, fuck Vegas. Liz was in, like, a tropical fantasy, bro.
I was in DR. It was my first time in Sosua. I'd never been to that side.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fire.
Yeah, I usually be in my own hood and more now. But I went to Sosua. They flew me out because they wanted me to teach writing workshops for a bunch of Dominican writers who were going back to the island to return to their roots.
Hmm.
So that was the theme of the workshop for a week, which was cool. Because, again, I talk about it all the time. My pops taught me poetry. He taught me how to love writing and history and all this shit. So, and he also was a teacher back home. So for me to be able to be flown out and paid to go to a country to teach where my dad did, it was a full circle moment, bro. It was very beautiful. It was also the 1 year anniversary of my dad's passing. So I stood back to hang with dad. And in that time, I found out that I come from a lineage of teachers. Like, my fucking, there's probably like 35 teachers in my family.
It is.
From my dad's side.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, because I went to see his grave and I saw one of his sisters and her grave said profesora.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, what? So yeah. When I went to my dad's crib, I asked them and they was like, oh, yeah, like, she was the one who raised your dad to want to be a teacher. And she did the same. And she started pointing people out. She was like, look, that's a teacher, that's a teacher, that's a teacher. So I just thought it was really fucking beautiful and cool. I had a wonderful experience. It was fucking awesome. But
this, like, a long, like, so obviously your pops, your great aunt?
No, my aunt, my dad's aunt? Sister, but she was just always older. She died.
Oh,
yeah.
Got you.
She was the one who inspired my brother, all of her siblings, and now all of the other children.
Teach.
That, yeah, all of the other children that came from her and from our family, from the uncles and the aunts, most of them are teachers.
So why you can't read good?
Who the fuck said that? Who the fuck said that?
I got you, bitch. Yeah, I've been waiting.
Yeah,
like you said, but you can't hoop. Yeah.
But one of us is actually right. So what I wanted to say that I had a really good time, bro. But I honestly wasn't gonna come to the show today because I have a lot going on, and I'm gonna tell you something, bro. I came home, right? I landed. I opened my luggage.
Mm-hmm.
I brought a mosquito back with me, bro.
No way.
I swear to everything I love, I brought a mosquito back with me. It was in my luggage, and it fucked me up.
God damn!
Hey, yo,
it
bro,
fucked me
yo,
up.
Holy shit!
God damn!
God, wait. Whoa, hold on.
Y'all don't got to react like that.
Yo,
wait,
God
damn.
Yo!
God damn. Is that bad, bro?
Let's go.
Oh, my God. Shit. Yo, you need some ice, Chip?
I do, bro.
Miss Bell,
I need ice and therapy.
Yo, Quaz, put the shits
crazy.
Back. Quasimodo, put them shits back on, gang.
Yo, that's
yo, for real though, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. I ain't coming back next episode.
Yo, matter of fact, yo, Mero. There go the mosquito right there.
Oh, no, shit.
Hold on.
Get that motherfucker. Get him. Get that bitch. Oh, fuck him up.
You gonna give my other eye.
Fuck him up.
A victory light. A victory light.